A Richmond man has been jailed for a total of 12.5 months for sexual interference and 2 months for obstructing police. Richard, Ricky, Charles Reed's total sentence was 38 months. The 12.5 months is a result of credit for time served before sentencing. The sentence came after guilty pleas. Reed was born in 1998 and was 22 years old at the time of the offenses. Justice Jean Wachuk's April 6 decision said Reed met a then 14-year-old girl online and later began a sexual relationship in February 2020. Wachuk said the girl, XY, told Reed her age. On Deck 27, 2020, XY went to a downtown Vancouver apartment to spend time with Reed. Again, they had sex. While there, she looked at the contents of Reed's cell phone without his consent. This upset Reed and an argument ensued during which she believed that Reed took her cell phone. Between December 28 and December 30, 2020, XY and Reed communicated via iMessage and reconciled. On December 30, XY helped Reed and two other men to move plastic storage containers from the apartment to another apartment on Main Street. The other men left, after which XY and Reed argued and again had sex, the court heard. They returned to the downtown apartment and had another argument. Reed left. Unable to locate Reed, XY used a bystander's cell phone to call the police. She gave a statement to officers and went to Vancouver General Hospital. Vaginal swabs were obtained from XY during the exam and submitted to the RCMP lab. On June 23, 2021, police obtained a DNA sample from Reed pursuant to a DNA warrant. The RCMP lab concluded that Mr. Reed's DNA matched male DNA found on XY's vaginal swabs, Wachuk said. When two constables tried to arrest Reed in the West End, Reed ran. Police used rubber bullets and stopped Reed to arrest him. On Reed's phone, police found multiple images of the pair having sex. Among the phone files was a video of XY and Reed laughing and talking about starting a sexual relationship when she was 14. Reed's criminal record includes 17 breaches of a court order, 4 convictions for assault, one of which was against a peace officer, 1 conviction for robbery with an imitation firearm, 4 convictions for willfully resisting or obstructing a peace officer, 4 convictions for uttering threats, and 1 conviction for attempted obstruction of justice. While in custody, Wachuk said, Reed committed attempted obstruction of justice, breached an order to have no direct or indirect communication with XY while in custody, and uttered threats against Crown Prosecutor Jennifer Dyke. The offenses of attempted obstruction of justice and breach of a non-communication order are a result of Mr. Reed calling his friends from custody and instructing them to contact XY and dissuade her from cooperating with the police and the prosecution, Wachuk said. This included offering her financial bribes. Mr. Reed also admitted as an aggravating fact at sentencing that he made threats directed at XY during the phone calls with his friends. Wachuk said Reed told the court he is truly sorry for the pain he caused the family and that he is disgusted with himself. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca twitter.com/janeswo